आहुः शति नलिननाभपदारविन्दं योगीश्वरे हृदि विचिन्त्यमगाधबोधे संसारकूपपतितोत्तरणावलम्बं गेहां जुषामपि मनस्युदितां सदा
वेरि गुड्
आहुश्चते नलिननाभपदारविन्दं योगेश्वरेरिति विचिन्त्य अगाधबोधे संसारकूपपतितरणावलम्बं गेहं जुषामपि मनस्युदीयात् सदा न
आहुश्यते नलिननाभपदारविन्दं योगेश्वरेरिति विचिन्त्यम् अगाधबोधाय संसारकूपपतिततारावलम्बं गेहं युषामपि मनसि उदित्यनाद.
What meaning?
Meaning is here.
Some louder.
Okay.
I'm hearing their voice, but not yours.
Oh, because you're...
Louder.
No. Gopis are telling here, all great sages, those who have obtained perfection, mystic perfection, they are worshipping you, oh, who has lotus navel. Yeah. They are remembering and focusing their meditation upon your lotus feet within their heart. Even those who are very fallen, yeah, they obtain that your mercy. But we gopis, yeah, we are not so intelligent. We cannot do this. Yeah, we want you to come to Vrindavan, yeah, and there we can always have your association and engage in wonderful Ras Lila and other pastimes.
Gopis have come from Vrindavan to Kurukshetra and they're saying, oh Krishna, your navel is like a lotus flower and your lotus feet are always being thought. The yogis who have incredible knowledge are always thinking about your lotus feet. And for those who have fallen into this dark well of material existence, samsara, that your lotus feet are their only support. So, O Krishna, may we always think about it, may your lotus feet and you also be always within our hearts, in our minds. Because actually, even though we have come to Kurukshetra, we are not happy here. This is Aishwaryagat. This is not Madhurya. So, Krishna, please come to Vrindavan. But even in Vrindavan, we are engaged in our household duties. But in our minds, this is why Gopis are saying, in our minds, may we always engage in pastimes. Because we are...
Our mind?
Please always appear within our minds, in our hearts, because we are engaged in household activities. So we desire you to...
Our mind is Vrindavan. Mm. This meaning. Directly. Mm-hmm. Others' mind, heart, but our mind is Vrindavan. So if you should come in my heart, it means you should come in Vrindavan, this meaning.
So gopis are saying, oh, Kamala Nabha, the one whose navel is shaped like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are meditated upon by great yogis who have profound, very great intelligence, and meditation upon your lotus feet is the only means of deliverance for those who have fallen into the samsara koop, the dark well of material existence. So gopis are saying, we are not so intelligent like these yogis. The yogis meditate upon Krishna within their heart, but we want to keep you above that and put you on your feet on our chest. Please may your lotus feet remain within our hearts while we are performing our menial household chores.
Vrindavan.
In Vrindavan.
No. Bola.
When all Brajavasis came in solar eclipse, like at that time, Krishna advised gopis to meditate upon him. And gopis are telling, that yes, which are advising us, we have tried to follow, but other mystic yogis, they always meditate upon your lotus feet. Krishna had 8 lotus in his full body, 2 feet, 2 hands, navel, 2 eyes, and face. Which in Dasaras, they meditate upon his lotus feet. In Madhurjaras, they meditate upon navel and face. So Gopi is told that who is mystic yogis, they are remembering your only lotus feet in their heart, but their heart and mind is different. But if you want to come in our heart, that is very good, because our mind and Vrindavan is same, then you have to come in mind. The yogis, they take their senses and want to meditate upon your lotus feet, but we are in household life, we try to forget you and try to engage other place, but we could not forget that. So actually, if you want to come in our mind, then you have to come in Vrindavan, then it will be proper meditation for us. Then
what about
samsara
kuptarnavalambam?
So who is in,
you left,
who is in material world, they are feeling so much torment of material world, they meditate upon a lotus feet. We are also in household life, but our meditation will be perfect when we come in Vrindavan.
We are fallen in ocean of separation.
In this verse, we can see the intimacy of the gopis. We can see the intimacy of the relationship the gopis have with Krishna, because they're a little angry at Krishna, and they're referring to Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a sarcastic manner, sarcastic way, they're saying. And they're saying, they're saying that we're full of material desires, and we're simple-minded. But this is not the fact. They're making joke of themselves. They know that they have special relationship with the Lord, which is so much more than the yogis and the mystics like this. So they're saying to Krishna, they're saying that, oh, it's like you're scorching my heart with this philosophical, siddhanta, how to approach you. You're scorching our hearts with this. Really, we are like a chakora bird who can only exist by the moonlight of the moon rays from your moon-like face. And we can only exist by that rays coming from your face. And so please come to back to Vrindavan like that.
Nahe Gopi Yogi
Sir. Guru Dev.
You.
Ahushchate nalina nava padara vindam yoga shariya vidi vichincha agara bodai samsara kup pati patara navarambam
Geham yusam.
Deham yusam.
Api
manashyudi ya sadhana.
Translation.
Better.
Meaning?
What can I say, Gurudev? They said so many things. I don't know. I mean, they...
What you know, you should tell.
Okay. So here, the gopis are telling to Krishna, oh, Padmanabha, those who... oh, Lord, you have a beautiful navel like a lotus. We are actually I know what I'm just a little stuck.
Krishna told that why you are feeling separation to Gopi. I'm everywhere, even in a dust of world is not without me. So you should meditate and you will see that, oh, everywhere I am. So why you are feeling separation? You should try to meditate. And if you will meditate, you will come, you will be liberated and come to me. Both he told. And hearing these gopis, they are very angry. And telling, we are not yogi. They should do like that.
Yogis.
Meditate. And in meditation, they should do. We are not yogi. They are yogi. We are not yogi. We are simply this gopi. And you are telling that you will come from this sense, you will be liberated from this world. From beginning, we know you. Nothing else in this world. And serving you, keeping your
feet, lotus feet,
feet on our breast also, singing and dancing with you. Even dark veil is there. And what is the need? Like yogis, they are meditating your lotus feet. And we are playing, we are dancing, singing, massaging your feet, keeping here. And where is our this world? Our world is your world, Krishna Sansar. You also should know that our mind is Vrindavan, others' minds
and heart is heart.
But our mind totally Vrindavan. If you want to come in our heart,
in our meditation,
then you should come in our mind.
Vrindavan.
Our mind is Vrindavan. So these are telling. Hare Krishna.
Gopi Bolcha, we are want to try to take our heart from you and want to engage other place, but you could not do.
Tomorrow. Dekhi Chaitanya Charitamrita uta dota shlokta.
Kon shlokta?
Je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gaan karechilen Arup Goswami tahar.
Priya Swayam Sahachari. Priya Swayam Sahachari Kurukshetra.
Priya Swayam Sahachari Chaitanya Charitamrita. You should see the main. These three shlokas are related to these two shlokas. Meaning of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mood Rupa Goswami has given. The first Swayam Sahachari, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told of Kavya Prakash, any book.
Kavya Prakash and Sahitya Darpan.
Kavya
Prakash and Sahitya Darpan, both Sahitya places. Darpan,
both two. Very authentic books of
Sanskrit literature.
In Sanskrit for Kavya.
Poetry.
Today is
Akkhaya Ditiya.
Vrinda.
Went outside.
Today is Akshaya Tritiya. The first day of creation. Creation was done on this very day. And this date, how human will maintain their life. To maintain their life, he
created
barley first, then others.
First grain is barley.
So, this day, our rishis muni used to give barley offer, the preparations of barley. So many things are barley. One of them, today in India, everywhere, the sattu of barley.
Barley powder.
No? Sugar.
Ghee.
Not sugar, bura. More powder.
Sugar powder.
And ghee. Kishmish. badam, all giving, mixing, and they offer to Krishna. Today also, in India, Badrinayan Great opens because 6 months from Bhado, Bhado means October, from October to up, October, November, December, January, February, March, April.
কার্তিকের পরে বন্ধ হয়ে যায়,
হ্যাঁ
কার্তিকের পরে বন্ধ হয়ে যায়,
6 months door
close, demigods
whole covered with snow, nothing, any one animal, bird not there. Today the first day the Thakur will go to other place, and then today they will come Thakur, still snow but very less.
They say that Narada Muni is the pujari.
বলছে অনেকে বলে নারদ ঋষি ওই সময় সেবা করেন.
নারদ ঋষি is not a general person.
No, in winter
time. There are some streams, very hot, and caves, in caves. So Rishi Muni used to be there.
না বলা হয় demigod serve 6 months and human being serve 6 months when covered.
Demigod all this cold and nothing.
When covered with snow, still
their bodies,
when they open, that tulasi leaves is fresh and giving also and on.
Yes, yes. So,
same.
So the door is open. And also in Jagannath Puri, Asnan Jatra, is it? Yes.
Chandan Jatra.
Oh, Chandan Jatra. So many Chandan will be
Sandal
Palm. And they will be, Thakur will be covered.
Especially South India, Nisingadev.
Nisingadev, especially. Yeah. In South India, everywhere, they will be covered totally. And this very day, our Gurudev came out from Gaudiya Math. What is the meaning? He left the buildings, only, not the
heart.
Teachings and all these things. Same thing. He did not left Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Only the buildings and other things he left there. And established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti in Calcutta. Nearer Gaudiya Math. There. Established by Prabhupada. In Bospada Lane. And when he established, he invited so many persons. So one of the prominent person was Abhay Charanarvinda Prabhu. Baman Maharaj, boy, Sajjan Sevak, he was there. And some others were also. Why he did so? That Akkhaya. So Gaudiya Vedanta Suti should be Akkhaya.
Akkhaya.
Akkhaya means unperishable.
Indestructible.
Achcha.
God Pramananda Hari Hari Bol.
Not told?
Bring her. Go on, bring her. Go bring Vrinda.
It's a Dakhata.
Bhog Diya Aarti Parabha. Bhog Diya Aarti.
Akshaya Tritiya.